Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This is a very weird situation that we were in this morning as Michael Irvin was being prepared to hop on with Sean and RJ. We all knew at 9 o'clock, Michael Irvin is hopping on with Sean and RJ. What's he going to say? Well, about 5 minutes before he got on with them, he was on with Get Up on ESPN, and he said, hey, DeAndre Hopkins told me that Bill O'Brien said he didn't like the baby mom, the amount of baby mamas that he had. Now, there is some interest in the word called around, so if they were around or not.
But unlike with Get Up, people actually heard him on Sean and RJ.
Absolutely. And then on top of that, Mike laughs Zing. Because it's true. And then on top of that, he said that he reminded him of Aaron Hernandez. Now, this
I'm sorry to cut you off there. I think that is up for some debate as well. He didn't say he reminded him of Aaron Hernandez. What he did say was stupid, but I think you could focus on that. He said, the last time I had to have a meeting like this was with Aaron Hernandez. So that's not okay.
Who said that specifically?
Supposedly Bill O'Brien.
Who said that supposedly?
Michael Irvin.
Okay, all right.
And so then a lot of this is all going on. Do you believe all of that? And that's the unfortunate part about it, because Bill O'Brien, I don't think, is going to come out and be like, that's right, I said this was the same meeting I had with Aaron Hernandez and you saw what happened with him. Like, I don't anticipate that happening. But do you believe Michael Irvin, or do you believe DeAndre Hopkins, who's like, well, all of this is being blown out of proportion now? Or do you believe DeAndre Hopkins from 24 hours ago when I guess he told Michael Irvin, look, this is how it went down. Like, which one of those stories that you believe? And I think that's what makes this so complicated.
Now, and Mike, I know you said earlier, if you're going to call him what we're seeing on the fan text, if you're going to say this, you brought up the racist. That's what it is. We're seeing it a lot on the fan text. That's racist. He's racist. He's got to go. And somebody said, how is that being racist? It is a white man saying something about a black man.
Kevin brought up a point of, didn't Bill O'Brien used to be with the Patriots?
Yeah, and Tom Brady had multiple baby mamas, but for whatever reason, and I'll just explain it the way I think people interpret it as racist, and you get mad at me, you get mad at society or whatever. But there, I don't think you can question that there's a stigma for black men and how they are more likely to father multiple children with multiple different women and less likely to take care of them. So that's the stigma out in the world. So when you say you have so many baby mamas, then it's like, of course you would say that about a black man, and you wouldn't bring up that Tom Brady has multiple baby mamas. I mean, I have a baby mama that I never got married to, so I'm just like, it happens to...
You might have multiple baby mamas,
hey,
man,
that's
based
the
on what you're...
I'm hoping I marry the other one, though. So I think that's it, is you feed into a stigma, and maybe that's not what he meant to, like, feed into, but how many people have you seen go down for things that they probably didn't, that was, like, probably not their intent? We're in a society now where it doesn't always matter what your intent is, right? It matters how people interpret it. You saw it with the Russell Westbrook announcer, where that old man, I think, was just using an old man phrase and didn't think about the logistics behind the racist background of it, and he lost his job. So I don't think it necessarily matters what his intent was. If he said that and not like, you have too many baby mamas and not your baby mamas are around, that's going to be a huge problem for him.
All right, let's hear from Michael Irvin himself, Kevin.
Okay. All right,
Michael Irvin was on with Sean and RJ this morning, and like you said, a lot of people heard it already because they're listening on their smart devices, maybe their Google Home. You say, Kevin, it's very simple. You just say, okay, Google, play 105.3 The Fan.
I see what you're doing.
And at my house, it happens. I know that like it'll turn on right now because of that, or it's actually probably already streaming. Anyway, he hopped on, and he talked with Sean and RJ, and he said this about the conversation with O'Brien and Hopkins.
I just said the truth. That's exactly what I got from DeAndre Hopkins, man. And listen, let me tell you how this all came about, guys. When this thing first went down, I reached out to DeAndre and said, hey, man, what's going on? You know, why would they trade you for that? Why? What's going on? I just said, it has to be something going on. And he took the high road. So this is right after the trade. He took the high road. He said, no, Michael, you know, all I'm just thinking about where I'm going. I'm happy to be going there. And then yesterday, you know, I was like, I gave it 24 hours. I gave it some time. I said, let me reach back out to him and just check his spirits and make sure he's still doing well. Reach back out to him. And I was like, man, you know I'm not buying that nothing went down. And then he was just more willing to talk after 24 hours. And I don't know why. I guess something had happened in Houston. But he was more willing to talk. He said, I'll tell you what really happened. And then he told me about that meeting. And he told me how that meeting went down. He said, when I first walked in, the first thing Coach O'Brien said to me was, you know, the last time I had to have a meeting like this, it was with Aaron Hernandez. I dropped my phone.
Okay, let's stop it right there, because those are the two primary talking points. And look, I want to address this, because what do we say all the time? All the time. Love the feedback from our listeners. Love the conversation. All right? So we'll pull back the curtain just a little bit.
But only whenever the conversation agrees with us,
no,
right?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. From the 972, it's having morality. It's not racist. Y'all are the ones that are being racist. You guys have no morality. Okay. If you want to say I have no morality, I absolutely have a child and I have never been married. So if you deem that to mean that I am an immoral person, that's fair. I went against the things that I was taught growing up. And that's 100% fair if you want to say that. From the 817, you call it a stigma, but it's more likely to happen that way. And that doesn't make it a racist. That makes it a fact. You can call it racist because you want to call it racist, and that just makes you stupid. Okay. As a white person, I don't go around in my life saying white people are racist. What benefit would that have to my life? So I just want to point out that I disagree with that take very much. Here's the other part I disagree with. All right, if it is statistically more likely that a black person would have a baby out of wedlock than a white person, let's go off of that conceit, all right? But that doesn't mean that you can lean into the stereotype. The stereotype is it's not just the stereotype that maybe black people would have kids out of wedlock more than a white person. It's when you add on and they're not going to take care of them. And that's all the implications that come along with this. I'm not telling you that Bill O'Brien is a straight up racist. I'm saying if the statement was you have too many baby mamas when you never called out Tom Brady for having multiple baby mamas, that is a problem. All right, because it leans in to a stereotype that people in society have decided is racist. If you don't think it's racist, that's fine. Continue to live your life the way you are. I'm just telling you, there are going to be repercussions to this, whether you want to or not. If you want to operate in the world the way you think the world should be, as opposed to the way the world is, that's fine. Do that and let me know how that works out for you. Sometimes you have to understand the way the world actually works. And if you go around telling one of your star players, I don't like the fact that you have too many baby mamas, but you never said that to Tom Brady, that is problematic whether you think it's racist or not.
Do you think it's a fireable offense?
That is interesting, because with all that being said, and all the people that I know are going to text in and call me a jackass right now, I don't think he's going to get fired. So how's that?
mean, you're a privileged white man. Of course you wouldn't.
And you know what? If I was really that privileged, I would have ignored all the things that were against us. And I would have just read, KNC is great, this and that. But instead, I want to read the differences of opinion because I want to try to have this discussion. I will say the same thing that I always say to people. If you want to disagree with us and you want to have a conversation, great. Tell me why you think I'm wrong specifically, and I'm all here for it. It's when the conversation starts out and just goes, you know what, you're a racist. How are you supposed to go from there? Like, if you have a conversation with somebody, Corey, and they're like, you know what, Corey, you're a racist. Like, how are you supposed to carry on the conversation? Whereas if they said, Corey, I systematically disagree with you because the data shows that blah, blah, blah. That's fine.
Now we can talk.
Let's have that conversation.
I have a hard time. Yeah, I do have a hard time if somebody just because I'm white says I'm a racist and has nothing to back it up with. You know, it's just, I'm like, okay, now how do I convince you otherwise? There's nothing. You've already made up your mind with what you said about me. So how do I convince you otherwise? So what's the point at this point? I can talk to you and just have conversation with you forever, and maybe you'll change your mind. But you're right, Kevin. You have a very solid point of that's not how conversations should start. But I find it quite fascinating. Michael Irvin said it. At first, he was like, I'm taking the high road. Then somehow he opened up with him. And then we saw the DeAndre Hopkins tweet again. Taking the high road.
Yep.
All I care about is moving on. I love his approach to it. I mean, like, obviously, I want to know the seedy underbelly of the story.
Like classic media.
Like, I'm dead serious right now because right now, Mike, you know, I'm watching The Morning Show on Apple TV.
I heard
right.
It's good.
And I just saw maybe the most intense episode I've ever seen on a television show.
Was that when they were in Las Vegas? Nope. Don't want to give. Okay.
Then the next episode.
Okay.
Where all the stuff, where everything hits the fan.
All right.
And it was, and for me, I'm watching this with the underlying idea that it's the Matt Lauer story, right? Like I'm watching it thinking, this is a Matt Lauer story. And there's so much that, you know, in sports that we never get to see the behind the scenes stuff because those guys keep those doors locked, right? And we may never know what the realness of this story is. We know what Michael Irvin has told us. And it's shocking. It's shocking to hear a coach sit down with a player, especially a coach with the amount of power that he has, right? What he's taken over. No GM. He's the GM of that thing. He's the GM of that program. He can say and do pretty much whatever he wants, and there might not be repercussions because of the position that he's in. And ownership is very hands-off with him. They've given him all the power. He's been gobbling it up, man. He's like Pac-Man. So he's been just consuming power. So he might think, and I think the same thing about the Matt Lauer thing. I don't think that he thought that he was doing anything wrong because I am this guy who has uncontrollable power of things. So I don't think that what I'm doing is wrong. But man, if that's true, what you said to your players, you can't do that. And I don't know how many players would want to play for a guy like that. So whenever I come to fireable offense, it's going to come down more to me of whether or not the rest of the 53 guys that I've paid to be on my roster really want to play for that guy and agree with what DeAndre Hopkins said. That's where this problem is for Bill O'Brien right now, is he's got to coach a team. And is the NFL Shield going to look at him and say, hey, is this true? Did you really do this? Are they going to be okay with it? Because now they got to answer to all the players in the league and say, we're really keeping this guy in position after he said this to his player? And I'm also in the same boat. So that's where I feel like this is the biggest problem for Bill O'Brien and where I say, hey, he probably is going to lose his job. I say that.
Yeah.
You say the other way. I say the other
way. I don't think he's going to lose his job. One thing, and I've only seen a couple of people say this, but I kind of want to hit on this too. By the way, I've already started several conversations with people in the fan text, and I'm all about that. But somebody brought up the fact that you're bringing this up as media, and media pushes the idea that white people are frequently racist. I said it a few minutes ago, and I'll say it again. I am a white person. I don't like the idea that white people across the board would be cast as racist. That's bad news for me as a white person. So I do not gain from that at all. All right. And I'm not saying, I did not say at any point in any of this conversation.
You're saying no white person has ever been racist.
Don't say that to me either. That is not what I said. And I'm not saying by any means that Bill O'Brien is a racist or what he said is racist. I said the implications of this could cost him his job. All right. You can disagree with what the media does all you like. But if Bill O'Brien lost his job, then would you accept that implications and what society believes is more important than what actually happens sometimes? Like it, don't like it, accept that that's the way it goes.
Mike, your thoughts?
I think we're out of time,
Mike. Sorry, we have to move on to the next segment. I really appreciate having you on the show, but.
That's fine.
No, I was just joking. Go ahead, Mike. Whatever you like to say.
Nope. We're ready. Let's go into the next segment. Corey, what do you got planned?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.